السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته brother Ibrahim Salaji.
How are you?
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. How are you doing this morning?
Yes, the flu still got me badly. I'm not going to lie to you. The flu still got me very bad. I've taken my rounds of antibiotics, but you know what? This strain of flu was extremely bad, and it seems to be consistent because those around me that are toxic also, you know, spreading quite rapidly. So yes, we have to take care of the thing.
And because, you know, it was about 2 or 3 weeks ago that I had it. But with me, because of, you know, lack of time, I just depend on home remedies, that is brewing the, you know, the ginger and the turmeric, the honey, the lemon juice and the cinnamon and a few other things, you know, we brew together. And I've been taking that, and it did work, alhamdulillah.
You know, me personally, I like the more potent remedies. You know, I get a lot of stick for it. I say, you know what, you should trust what, you know, your granny and them used to do. But I say, you know, modern medicine has also come quite far as well. So we should give modern medicine a bit of a go on the new developments and the new strains as well. I don't know what's your opinion on the whole matter.
Yeah, definitely, you know, as the strains become more resistant, you have to try alternative things, you know, because sometimes, like with TB, you know, they have that extreme resistant and just normal resistance. So there are times when you have to resort, you know, to not merely taking antibiotics, but an injection, a jab becomes necessary. So, you know, health is something we have to be progressive with our care of ourselves. You know, like everything else is progressing, illnesses are also progressing. And, you know, at times they become resistant to the different drugs that are manufactured. So we have to use alternative medication also. Now, coming back to our topic, you know, you have been on air for quite some time. Now, that's with since I have taken over with the passing away of our brother Shafa'at Ahmad Khan. May Allahu Azza wa Jalla give him the highest status in Jannah and accept all the services that he has given to the Deen of Allahu Azza wa Jalla. Now, we have been on air quite some time, but the one thing that I've never asked you, and this, in fact, I should have asked you the first time I had you on air, is how and why you started your social media.
You know, it's such a beautiful story, how and why I started it. You know, it started off with some people coming to the store and saying, you know what, you're very, very confident in yourself, in your skill, and you like to teach us about your product. Why don't you put it online? I had another person come inside here to tell me, you know what, I think you should do TikTok. Now, when I thought of TikTok, you know, I never thought of it as such an asset. I thought of it in a way you would see, you know, random people just, you know, dancing or whatever nonsense they do. And I never looked at it as an asset. And then eventually one day, a funny story is, a lady came into the shop, an electrical problem. Now, electrical is my passion. You've seen it over the last couple of weeks. You know, I'm quite passionate about electrical. She was converting from the to the new 220. And she wanted to run next week's segment on how to convert from a 12-volt system to a 220-volt system. She was asking me that question, but she came in with a contractor. And the contractor was running circles around her. Honestly, the contractor was running circles around her. And, you know, I told the contractor, you know what, just get your stuff. I just want to talk to my auntie a little bit. Then I asked, oh, you know, you're getting taken advantage of. So she told me, you know what, I'm a widow. How would I know if nobody teaches me? And that day it got me thinking, you know what, Ibrahim, you got the knowledge of this stuff here. Why don't you teach the people and save them money? You know, make things affordable for people so they can live a little bit better.
Now, who inspires you? You know, there must be some sort of inspiration. The common thing they say is behind every successful man is, yeah, you know who.
100%. You know, for me, my role model in my life at the moment is my father. You know, I love my father more than anything in the whole world. You know, my father has done for me more than what I can ask for. When things were tough, we still had food in our stomach. You know, we had a roof over our head. And my father did everything for me. I am who I am today because of my father. You know, the man has taught me what I know about hardware. The man has given me the tools, and he's grown with me and supported me through everything in my journey. So I would say the one person that I love the most and inspires me the most is definitely my father.
Now, are you like running the business absolutely on your own, or your father is in the business himself also?
So my father comes to check up on me and give me advice. I'm a nobody without him. So when my dad comes inside here, you know, the design of the shop, you know, what new items to put in, all of that decisions I refuse to make. That is the right and the heart of my father to do that. My sister is also in the admin. She does a bit of admin. My brother checks in, but he has his own field of expertise. He's a doctor. But alhamdulillah, you know what, I have the opportunity to run the business for my
family. Now, I've seen quite a bit of your videos, and I see you do a lot of videos on electrical products. Is there any reason for that?
100%, there is a reason. You know, electrical, and I, you know what, it's been something that I've left from day one of electrical. Seeing electricity, and I've partnered up with a company called Flash Lighting. Now, the reason why I chose Flash Lighting from all the lighting brands is, number one, the affordable pricing. So, you know what, we all want everybody to have nice things in life. Now, nice things can be very nice, but can be very cheap and cash rough. But these guys have nice things with a guarantee, and you know, it's affordable to it, so everybody can have you know, nicer things. That's the first part why I like it. Now, the person that's mainly in charge of Flash Lighting, his name is Cleason Governor. And actually, one day I want to do a segment with him on this show, because he and I started way back together. So he started off in Flash and I started off in Salaji Zamban Zetochi. And together we learned and we found, you know, what each other, we trusted each other. And we have brought into a concept that works for the people. Now, what's nice about the Flash is every time people make a statement against them, they fight back with actions. So, for instance, you know, within the Muslim community, they were misunderstood, or, you know, information was misconstrued. And the response was so beautiful, to a point where they built the Jamaat Khana at their head office and invited me to open out the Jamaat Khana. So, you know, alhamdulillah, the products are affordable, you know, good. I use the products at home. You know, the light that I was washing at home, that was the Flash product. And all of the products come with the LOAs. So it's SAPS designed for the South African market. It meets the South African requirements.
Okay. Now, definitely we are going to do a lot about lighting, because I've seen that, you know, you have a passion for it. And there's another thing that I see, which, you know, it's very good. Something that I promote also, because I come from background, from that kind of background, you know, before I joined radio. One of the organizations that I was involved in were very particular about in-house training. They were always upgrading us, you know, getting us to know the latest things that are in our field. And I see this is something that you also, are very concerned about. That is the development and training of your staff. So what's the latest news regarding training your staff and customers as well? And, you know, why do you take so much of interest in this?
100%. So, you know what, education is very important to me. So yesterday, 7 of my staff qualified as certified lighting consultants. They wrote 4 examinations. Now, in the process of them learning the textbooks, which Flash has provided for us, we took the opportunity to educate the public as well. So not only the public, on social media as well, we are teaching them what is available in the book and how to understand, how to better understand your lighting. So when you better understand the product, you make a correct decision. Now, Flash Lighting has simplified it into 4 textbooks for us. And this is why I love them so much. It's because they make life simple, they educate, they make you understand, and they teach you how to use your money effectively. So whether you are buying a light for inside, outside, you know, even a solar light, you know what to look for, you know, to see whether it would fit your budget, whether it would fit your application, and you learn about it at the same time. You know, educating people online is free, and just having the tools to do it and the support structure to do it, you know, makes me so happy. Now, the reason why I push so hard for training for my staff as well is because with the completion of the training, meaning that my staff becomes certified lighting consultants. So if you come to my store, and whether you're dealing with somebody on the floor or you're dealing with somebody behind the turquoise, all of them are qualified to give you correct advice, meaning that you're never going to go home and say, you know what, I got the incorrect globe, come back, waste time, waste fuel, be frustrated. You know, you're getting the correct product, the correct answers, you know, the correct advice at the same time. You know, what's better than learning and also seeing that, you know what, the shop that I'm shopping at the moment knows exactly what they're talking about. Now, it's quite common at times where the guys come inside here and, you know what, they take on the staff to say, you know what, you don't know, until I let them know that I'm qualified in this field. Flash Lighting has provided certifications as well as name badges to show that these people have passed all their courses and are suitable enough to answer your question.
Now, last week, we were discussing rust, which is a common problem, particularly in Durban. As we know, rust is caused by a chemical reaction called oxidation that occurs when iron or an iron alloy like steel comes into contact with oxygen and water. The result of this reaction is iron oxide, which is the reddish brown flaky substance we commonly refer to as rust. Now, what are the essential elements of rust formation? 3 components are required for rust to form. Iron, the metal that rusts. Other metals can corrode, but the term rusting specifically applies to iron and its alloys. Oxygen, typically from the air, oxygen combines with the iron atoms. Water acts as electrolyte, a medium that facilitates the flow of electrons required for reaction to occur. Rust does not form in dry air. While iron, water, and oxygen are necessary, certain environmental factors can speed up the rusting process. Salt water is one of the main culprits of rust. Now, you know, there's a lot to know about, but we know that here in Durban, that rust is really a big problem. You know, our cars rust quicker than the cars of anyone else. And then if you've got steel window frames, you have that problem. Steel doors, you have that problem. Anything that you have with iron, you have the problem of rust. Are there any treatments for rust?
100%, there are treatments for rust. You get rust preventatives, and then you get a rust treatment. Now, if you just put in something in your house that's going to rust, my personal opinion before I get into the treatment of it is put rust preventative measures on it. So if you have steelwork, you know, you're going to put an NS4, which is a wood anti-rust primer down, and then you're going to top coat it with either your enamel paint or your rubberizing paint, as discussed in previous issues. Now, that will prevent the rust to even start coming off. The rust has started. Now, rust started comes in two stages. The initial stage, we can use a cleaner such as a rust sweeper, thing that you can use. And just say it's gone too bad at the moment. Now, the rust has penetrated past the layer of metal, and you want to actually fill it up and heat it. Now, because rust is like a cancer, it spreads and spreads and spreads. So even if you sand it down and you don't treat it, the rust is going to come back. You get a product called rust converter. Now, rust converter basically turns the rust from the reddish to black, and it neutralizes the surface and allows you to paint on top of it as well. So whether you are cleaning it, so yesterday, a funny enough story is, I went to pick up food from somewhere, and it was actually not somewhere, Big Ben, it's Bingo Beach, and a lady from behind the counter said, you know what, our shelves are rusting, or could you give me advice on rust? So I said, you know what, tune in on Marga Sahaba online tomorrow at 7:30, and I'll give you an answer on it. Then she said, no, just tell me right now, and exactly the same stuff that I'm telling you right now is you put a rust cleaner, such as a rust sweeper, and then you use a metal polish to buff it out after the day. Inshallah, it will prevent it from further rusting, or you can spray paint it after you clean it.
Now, when that rust turns from the reddish color to the black color, does that also prevents the spread of that rust? Because you mentioned that you can paint it after that. Now, if it doesn't prevent the spread, then it's useless painting it.
100%. The rust converter actually stops the rust. It neutralizes the spread of it as well. So you'll see that there's an immediate change in color. It will go to black. The rust can no longer spread. Otherwise, if it's in its natural form, it will go on and on and on, eating into the metal, like obviously like a disease. It will eat into it, and then it becomes structurally not sound, not safe anymore. So whether it's something that's load-bearing or not, it needs to be treated. Now, even simple things such as your scalding in your house, you know, you see the rebar that's coming through there, you need to treat it before, you know, you re-concrete the area around there. So it ensures that no rust continues. But, you know, in the starting, you started speaking about rust. For rust, there is a few factors that needs to be considered. And if you can stop these factors, then the rust doesn't come there. So you mentioned that it needs to have oxygen. That's the first point. It needs to have a suitable substance, such as a metal. And also there needs to be water, either normal water or salt water. Now, when these three components come together, then after that, the rust is formed. But what happens if we cut out these elements? So let's cut out one of the elements. If you are putting screws on your roof, use a class 3 or a stainless steel screw. If you're painting, use a rubberizing paint that will cut off all water and oxygen to that particular area. So sorting out one or two of these problems will provide you with the perfect balance, and you won't have to worry about rust anymore. Now, you also get that your tactile space, which is such a fantastic topic to talk about, and also maybe next episode we'll talk about tactile space on your air conditioners, because air conditioners rust so quickly closer to the ocean. Tactile space, which is a clear preventative spray that you can spray when installing a new or even a wicked aircon to prevent rust.
One question somebody asked me, you know, about this rubber paint or liquid rubber that is also used to to prevent dampness. And as it was mentioned once before, that it could be used also to prevent rust, you know, like a primer. Now, somebody asked me about the finish of that paint. Is it a sheen finish, you know, that nice smooth finish? Or when you use that, you have to also use ordinary paint to get that nice glossy finish?
Okay, so this paint here is a matte finish paint. You cannot use another paint on top of rubberizing paint. The reason being is normal paint does not stretch. Rubberizing paint stretches back and forth. So, you know, that's why I don't suggest you using it on your walls. Use it on your roof where it belongs. And also, a lot of people are using it, you know, you mentioned those words right there. I was hoping people don't think it that way. It's not a damp guard protection. Putting it on your wall is not a damp guard protection. You have to use damp guard paint down first, and then after that, they use your all-in-one paint. If you put this on your walls, you can't top coat on top of it, and the colors are quite harsh. And you know what? Overcoating, painting it some other time, you're going to have to strip everything down again and start. So it's going to make your life very, very difficult. Use it on your walls. Use it on your parapets. Use it for waterproofing problems. Don't put it on your walls because the after effects of it is quite you know, difficult to work with. And also, if you didn't sheet the problem correctly, like the water is coming from behind the wall instead of from the front of the wall, it will leave you with some patchy look on your wall itself, because the rubberizing paint just don't break like that.
Okay, one thing you mentioned, and it's something that I was supposed to ask you about last week. You mentioned the term all-purpose paint. What do you mean when you say all-purpose paint?
It's a fantastic option. You know, I also wanted to discuss about hybrid primers this week, but I know the time is running out and there's so much that I want to tell you. So let me just tell you about the all-purpose paint or the all-in-one. So it's a lazy option paint. Like I was part of the designing and you know, team of this one here, where he told me I asked him, what happens if somebody walks into my store and they don't know what they're doing and there's nobody to serve them around here? What is one paint that they can pick up that they won't probably make a mistake with? So they designed a bucket called the all-in-one paint, which is a primer, it is a sealer, it is a waterproofer, and the top coat, all four paints in one. Now, it was silly expensive at one stage, but now it came to a markdown of $999, which is way cheaper than, you know what, your average wall and ceiling paint. So at $999, you are actually getting 9 different colors and white, which makes the 10th color. So it offers you a layer of undercoating, it offers you sealing, it offers you a layer of waterproofing and top coating. It's a washable paint. It can be used inside and outside. Come to the 8-year guarantee. It can be used on your walls and your ceiling. And you know what? They don't tell you this here. I even tested it with a membrane cloth as a waterproofing agent on my roof, and it works absolutely fantastic on that one there. But I'm not telling you to try that there. But yeah, it's affordable and excellent quality. If I was to paint my house right now, I would definitely use the all-in-one.
Yeah, most certainly. If what you know what you say saves you so much, you know, you use just one paint. That's the biggest convenience of it, and I'm sure that just buying one paint would be much cheaper than buying like a separate primer, separate paint, and what have you. So definitely that should be the natural choice of anybody who is looking to save money and save time.
100%. You know what, you save a lot of money and a lot of time, also a lot of labor as well, and accessories as well. You know normal brushes and all of that, you use quite a bit less. So yeah, fantastic option.
Okay, we have now come to the end of the time allocated. Inshallah, we'll speak about the hybrid technology on paint, you know, particularly primers, and there's other things like bonding liquids. And today we did no fishing, no gardening, nothing of that sort. Since next week we're into the holiday season, and you know, right, that's when people are going out fishing and enjoying the coastal area, particularly in Durban. We will discuss a bit of fishing next week also. Once again, Jazakumullah khair al jaza for your valuable time and valuable information that you share with the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. May Allah Azza wa Jalla give you success in all your endeavors and bless you in this dunya and in the hereafter. Until next week, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Brother Ibrahim Yusuf Salaji with the segment Builder G.
Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.